The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Now, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
I mean, it is true, straight from the headlines, that bitches need to know you, if you have the coronavirus. You got to move. By the way, 6.6 million filed for unemployment benefits, shattering the record. I feel sorry for you, fellas and ladies. I apologize. I don't know how you're going to handle it. Don't know how you're going to handle it. I don't know how it's all going to get paid for, but hopefully this can be worked out. Rich, what is, in your opinion, when is, now you have been on the record of staying on the ball. You don't want to drink. You want to kind of like stay on the ball, right? Like you have this thing that you want to be ready if something bad happens.
I want to drink, but it's one of those things that during the week, I've kind of been like around dinner time when I would usually start drinking, I've got this weird thing inside of me that says, all right, dude, stay sharp. just in case something is to go down. But I think like the last couple of Fridays, you know, throughout the weekend, I've drank. Not like heavily, but I've had, you know, several drinks on Friday and Saturday night.
All right, 617-779-0985. When is the acceptable time to drink? And how many days a week are you drinking? Because the people I know people that were like so proud of themselves they didn't drink during the week, and they're calling me and saying like, "Hey, do you want to come over and have a drink at a respectable distance outside?" But so when is the appropriate time in your opinion? 617-779-0985 to drink. Are you drinking less because you are home and you know there's not the pressure of work? For some people, are you drinking a lot more because you're one of the 6.6 million unemployed people? I have to know. I have to know what is socially acceptable, because I'm going to take the one that's the most drinking and then use that as a litmus so I won't feel bad about myself. Do you understand what I'm doing here? Yes. Is that I'm laying the groundwork for this. Now, John, you are basically a teetotaler, correct?
Compared to you guys, yes. Yes.
Compared to us guys, I mean, I'm Rich not is saying a big
you're,
drinker.
I'm not saying you're an alcoholic. What I'm saying
no,
is
I'm not
drink
an alcoholic.
So little.
I'm not an alcoholic, but I drink. I drink. Listen, I said don't compare me and Rich. It's unfair to Rich.
Oh, I see.
I mean, if we're looking. By the way, do you guys think I'm insane for shaving my head?
No. As a matter of fact, it's one of the most rational things you can do as a guy, because you're not going to be able to get a haircut.
That's the thing. I mean, and I unfortunately went without a haircut for about 3 weeks before this whole thing started. So now I'm 6 weeks in,
so I just
and
greasy,
my hair looks awful. I'm wearing
greasy
hats every day.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So, and Rich, you've done this too. So you get bored and like you don't see your friends. So I got on the Instagram last night and people were asking me to do impressions. So I did impressions and then I hadn't been drinking, and they say you've gone insane. You've shaved your head. You're doing impressions. I go, I'm reading the thing. I'm doing the. You want me to do these impressions? I'm doing them. I'm not running around with my penis out. I'm not, you know, banging my head against the wall. I mean, Jesus.
You didn't take Ambien. You're fine.
I told the doctors never to prescribe me Ambien. I've learned my. Rich, what do I always say? You can do it once.
Yep, you can do it once.
You can do it once. If you do it again, it's bad. All right, Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, so with this whole thing going on, my work is kind of split up shifts, and, you know, you work only half your hours. And so I'm usually home at 12 o'clock. Tequila clear, because it's, you know, it's healthy, and a couple of Bud Lights.
And now do you nap at that point?
Oh, yeah, that puts me right out around, you know, 4 o'clock, and I probably sleep till about 12, then get back up, and then, you know, go back to sleep about 2 in the morning, and then I got to get up at 5.
Nice. Yeah, okay. All right, so that seems...
Nice!
That seems like... Okay, so you get up at 5, and then so then you start at noon. But what I will tell you, Peter, is that if you get up at 5 and start drinking at noon, to a normal person that's working, that would be the evening. So, my friend...
I'm still working.
Afternoon?
What's that?
No, afternoon you're working?
No, I get out.
No. So what I'm saying is that if you get up at 5 and you get off of work at 12, when you start drinking at 12, for someone that works from 9 to 5, you're the equivalent of someone having drinks after work. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, so
I understand what you're saying, but the other part of that too, Fred, is that you got deemed innocent, but I got all these people in their pajamas behind their laptops. I don't know if they're not drinking or not.
Because now seems the time to drink. Like, and I've said this before, is that if you shut down the liquor stores, and I know they need the tax money, but if you shut down the liquor stores, it's going to be anarchy. Like you need to give people an escape.
Oh, and they've done the opposite. As a matter of fact, not only are those open, but I love the fact that when you order takeout, like, liquor can be included.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, they've loosened the rules. You even heard Joe Murray this morning where he was talking about the loon. I think you can order, like, Mai Tais and things
like
that.
No, but that's just the mix.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was like a canister of a scorpion bowl.
No, it's just the mix.
Well, I do believe I read that takeout places, you can order liquor as well.
Wow.
Which, to me, is a game changer. Like, that's awesome if you could do that.
That is awesome, because we've gotten takeout every single night. That's all we eat is takeout.
Supporting the economy. I love it.
Also laziness. But, Dennis on line 7. Dennis, hello, sir.
Fred, what's going on, Fred? You look marvelous, by the way. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Thank you. I don't know what... I've lost 20 pounds, for God's sake. Go ahead.
You know, go outside, feel the breeze on the bald head. I'm a bald-headed guy myself. You'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
I got a friend of mine right now who's temporarily laid off, and he's been drinking from the moment he wakes up. And I was talking to him one day, and he said, you know, I could do this for the rest of my life. And I've envied that because I'm working still. And I see what he means. You know, he starts off with a glass of wine for lunch, depending on what he has. And then, you know, by 5 o'clock, he's digging into the hard liquor. I don't know if his liver will make it, but he seems to be happy right now.
Thank you. Now, I have been avoiding hard liquor. I will not lie. I am a white wine guy, and I know that will get me some pushback. But, I mean...
How dare you not drink the drink I enjoy drinking?
Well, no, because people will say I'm sissified. I mean, I wouldn't order it, like, at a bar. But at 5 o'clock, I mean, if I can make it to 5 o'clock, it is a small victory. I will tell you that. If I can get on that Peloton bike, then that is a small victory. Oh, I just got a text from a friend who said that they got delivered Mai Tais.
Yeah,
there you go.
It's legitimate. Like, yeah, you can. I mean, talk about a great way to help the restaurants. That's a source of income. You know, they're getting so much taken away from them from the in-restaurant dining. Why not try to make up for it somewhere else where you can order the actual liquor? And there's certain restaurants where I love their specific drinks that they make, like
right.
The way that they make them. I'm all in on that.
Well, what do you think? I'm not. Josh on line two, go ahead.
Yeah, so the package stores around me open at 8 a.m., so I usually go in, I get a pint of Jaeger and a 20-ounce Red Bull, and that's pretty much replaced my coffee. So I usually start with that, and then throughout the day, it's just usually beers, shot of Jack, just to keep the buzz going.
You couldn't create a more disgusting combination than Jaeger and Red Bull. Like, I mean, like you're just saying, I want my drink to taste horrendous. I mean, you might as well throw in, like, I don't know, gummy bears, liquefied gummy bears.
It's delicious to me, man. I don't know. I like this guy's ambition.
He knows what he wants. He's got something to do in mind. He goes into tax life. I like it.
You said it replaces your coffee. Does it shock you awake?
What?
Like, you said it replaces your coffees because the disgusting taste shocks you awake?
Is that a Jaeger?
Well, I don't like the coffee, but it wakes me up. So this wakes me up. I feel good till like 11. Then I start pounding beers. And, you know, you have a shot of Jack in between every hour. And it keeps you going. I mean, when you're temporarily laid off, why not? I mean,
this is a man with a plan. I like it.
It's like a speedball. It's like when you mix heroin and cocaine and shoot it. Right. There's one that's an upper and one that's a downer. I completely understand. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I'm still one of the people working, drinking really not much, but I definitely have found myself smoking a little bit more just to kind of keep the nerves down and keep my sanity, if you will. And Fred, as far as shaving your head, not only did I shave my head a week ago, but I sat my 9-year-old son down in the chair before he knew it, I was shaving his head.
I used to do that.
Head shave.
Yeah, I used to do that with my son, and then my wife went crazy. But I wish I loved smoking weed. I wish that it didn't make me crazy. I wish because then I would just smoke weed all day, and then you never get fat. Your liver's okay. I would smoke weed all day. I'd wake up. I'd smoke weed. I have friends who just eat edibles all day, and they're working, and they just eat edibles all day. And they're, you know, and then they go and they don't get fat and all this. By the way, if I look fat now, I'm in big trouble because I've lost 20 pounds, not from anything I've been doing except for not eating. Rich, I'm in the same boat as you. Mm-hmm. I haven't been eating.
Yeah, so, it's weird. I thought I was going to get like fat. And I think my paranoia of going to the grocery store has made it so I'm eating less.
Well, we got, you know, delivery yesterday, and I got a gyro, and I just put it right in the refrigerator. Just like, I don't want to eat. All right. Tim, when is it appropriate to start drinking? Because I'm thinking about doing it now. Tim,
It's got to be 11 a.m. It's got to be light beer. But that's beside the point. While everyone else is drinking and eating potato chips, I've decided to go out into business on my own.
Now, what does that mean?
Well, I've been working for Sammy's Spanish Chorizo. It's a meat vending company for the past few years, and I'm starting my own. It's called Sausage, Meatballs, and More. And for a very limited time right now, we have a sale on Italian sausage. It's 12
rectum.
Inches for the 6-inch rectum.
Price. Rectum. Rectum.
Rectum. Dan, rectum.
All right.
That's the magic word.
Yep.
Peter, go ahead.
Rectum is the hang up.
Peter, go
hey,
ahead.
Hey, what's up, boys? How you doing?
What's up? Hey, what's
so
up?
In the beginning of all this, I was drinking beers like every day, all day long. It was just that beer and get going. And, you know, and I started to feel just like a slob. And I'm thinking to myself, kind of in the same mentality as Richard, like, you even go down, you know, I've got like 6 beers in me, and I got to bring somebody somewhere or something like that. It's just not going to be a good thing. So I started to slow down, and, you know, it's been a couple of days and I haven't at all. And then it's like, made it all day long, and then my wife doesn't finish her wine, and I just see it sitting there. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to dump it down the sink, and she's sleeping on the couch. So I put that down, and then it's like, you know, all of a sudden I'm 3 deep, and it's like, oh, man. But I have slowed down a lot compared to the beginning of it. So,
yeah, I have days where I have, but I have I've drank every day pretty much since we've been quarantined, but I haven't been like drunk, like I haven't gotten drunk, but I've been drinking wine, and then I'll have a couple of the claws, because you know this kid's got claws.
Nice.
So it's interesting. It's interesting how people are handling this, because the liquor store I go to, because I go to, and this is going to sound dumb, and I'm not a hero by any means. This is pathetic, but I go to an independent liquor store because I want to, you know, help their business, and which is a real hero move by me. But
no, it is. That's a good thing to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But I think are starting to worry about me. And so,
yeah, that is the one thing about going to a mom and pop shop. Mom and pop get to know you. Yeah.
I think they're starting to go, hey, buddy, maybe you don't come in every 3 days.
Right. Like the moment they go, hey, Fred, here's your regular, that's when, you know, you've got a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that is the problem. Is that, and then when they know you're huge, when they know, when they point out what you're getting, that's a situation. All right. Well, it's nice to know that, that people are out there. People are, imbibing. Is that it?
Imbibing.
I don't know the term. I'm drunk. No, but, yeah. So that's good to know. All right. We are not alone. We are not alone, us people drinking every day. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain. Top.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Now, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Big old beats on the check.
Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
I mean, it is true, straight from the headlines, that bitches need to know if you have the coronavirus, you gotta move. By the way, 6.6 million filed for unemployment benefits, shattering the record. Ay, ay, ay. I feel sorry for you, fellas and ladies. I apologize. I don't know how you're going to handle it. Don't know how you're going to handle it. I don't know how it's all going to get paid for, but hopefully this can be worked out. Rich, what is, in your opinion, when is, now you have been of the, on the record of staying on the ball. You don't want to drink. You want to kind of like stay on the ball, right? Like you have this thing that you want to be ready if something bad happens.
I want to drink, but it's one of those things that during the week, I've kind of been like around dinner time when I would usually start drinking, I've got this weird thing inside of me that just says, all right, dude, stay sharp. just in case something is to go down. But I think like the last couple of Fridays, you know, throughout the weekend, I've drank. Not like heavily, but I've had, you know, several drinks on Friday and Saturday night.
All right, 617-779-0985. When is the except?
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name's Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a very bizarre time in our life. I hope you stay healthy. I hope you can get back to work as soon as possible. And, you know, it's not like right now we can send Nick out and go, hey, go get the coronavirus and get us some audio. So we've chose to go out and play some of our... maybe we check in with Mark Gemelli. Have we checked in with Mark Gemelli since this has been happening?
The very beginning, we did. We checked in with him. And he's probably due.
We could probably check in with him tomorrow.
That's not a bad idea.
And see when he's starting his Manhattans, now that we're under this. All right. Now, Rich, what are we going to play for the good people right now?
Well, we can't have our best of group without playing this one. This is, of course, one of our favorite Wallach moments. Let's get to it.
Oh, God. All right. I love this.
985, the Sports Hub, Boston's new home for sports. We're Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. 985thesportshub.com for instant feedback. In Texas, it's 69985. Now, endorsements are something that everyone has to do at the radio station. Or you're lucky
you're
if you get to do them.
Honored
to do them if it's a product that you believe in and you get an opportunity to talk about it and be compensated. It's a fantastic opportunity to share the things you enjoy with an audience. And, you know, your approach to do endorsements, and you can generally say yes or no.
Yeah, usually how it works is the company goes, hey, you know, we like your station, and we think that your morning show would be a good place to reach the kind of audience we're trying to get. And, you know, do the people on your show use these products? They like them. And usually if it's a good match, like I love Apple computers, and that's why I endorse them, and you and I use AT&T. And they came to us and said, yeah, of course, I've been nothing but happy with my AT&T service. Let's endorse them. So how it works is they come up to you and they say, this is what we want you to do. You say, great. If you agree to it, you get paid, and they hand you some copy to read, and the commercial is right there in front of you, and you read it.
And you don't pay any attention to the show while it's going on.
No, I know. You know, it's interesting. Here's the situation, all right? Two things. First of all, I'm looking online for the NBA All-Star batting results because we didn't have Scal on. And now it suddenly dawns on me.
You know, just turn his mic off. Mic off for a second. All right, so here, John Wallach was approached yesterday to do an ad. Do you want me to play the raw audio?
So yesterday,
can I just say one thing in my defense before we do this?
No. All right. So here's John Wallach. John Wallach was approached to read this copy, and here's John Wallach reading the copy.
This is him in the studio. He's been handed his paper.
You could voice a our spot if you'd rather.
Oh, let me see that one. Let me see that one. I might actually do that one.
I did it yesterday.
So good it'll make your mouth water. No, I can't do this either.
All right, so he's in the studio with Roger, who records a lot of our commercials.
How did I let this
and,
happen?
And yeah, I'm turning your mic off, dude. And so he's got this copy. He's been asked if he'll read this commercial, and he has
Been up and down about the whole thing. By the way, Wallach followed me out of the station yesterday, and I'll get to that. But you did. I saw you.
No.
All right. Forget. All right. So he's got this copy. He's in with the guy who records commercials. Our friend in traffic was nice enough to type it out.
Wait, we got a great company that wants to spend some money on the station. They want you to do their ads.
And here's him reading the copy.
Yeah. All right. This is for BCN?
98.5?
No, it's 104.1.
This is damage. He's damage. He's the copy. It's the same.
It's all right, cool. Okay, he's looking for stuff, looking for clues.
Yeah, he's completely paranoid. He came to me with this copy, and he's like, what should I do? And I said, I'd read it, sure. And then get with the salespeople later. He goes, well, I'm going to talk to such and such a salesperson. I'm like, oh, there's no way he's here.
Yeah.
But he's in the office with Dawn.
He went to Human Resources.
It's our Human Resources girl. He's with all these people. Is this a real commercial? He's following me in his car.
And we're like, dude, it's money. You get paid for this. Who cares?
It seems like a reputable company.
Yeah. So even the great John Waller can be seduced by the almighty dollar.
That's exactly what
I mean. Yes.
Get up. Level on your voice.
Oh, sure.
These mics are a little different than the ones in the studio. So you don't want to lean into it too much.
Right. Hi. My name is what? My name is who? My name is John Wallach.
That was not written on any piece of paper.
No.
He was testing the mic.
He's freestyling.
He's testing the mic. All right, turn me off. I'll take my beating like a man. I just want to
turn his mic off.
This is going to take a while. I don't think I can do this without laughing. This is not a joke, right? They actually want me to read this. You know nothing about this.
Allison,
all right. Hi, I'm John Wallach, and I love magic. Actually, who doesn't? Fools, that's who. When people ask me how much I love magic, I answer to them, hey, how did this quarter get in your ear? Just kidding, folks. I tell them to go to Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland, Boston's one-stop shop for all your magic supply needs. Whether you're trying to impress a business client or just dazzle the ladies, Shazawi's is the place to go. Big holiday party coming up? Shazawi's. Big holiday party coming up? Shazawi's. Lapel flowers that shoot water. Trick bubblegum. Top hats. Adult novelties. Rabbits. We got it all at Shazawi's. Magic is fun. I'm going to be putting on a holiday show for my family. Hey, where did that dreidel go? None of your business. I made it disappear. I know that a magician is never supposed to give up his secrets, but here's mine. Visit Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland in Cambridge. Again, it's John Wallach, and I have something in my pocket. It's your watch, dummy.
All right. Now I have to ask you.
I have to ask you.
I'm driving away from the radio station thinking I just totally got screwed. Fred lied to me, and then I forgot about it later in the day, and then I got back in here this morning. Yeah, I picked my kids up, and I totally forgot about it later in the day, and then I got back in this morning. I'm like, I should really talk to someone about this, and then I totally forgot about it, and then Rich comes in and starts talking about endorsements, and I'm halfway through looking up something else, and I'm like, they're going to screw me. I swear to God.
I pulled out of the station yesterday in my car.
There it was.
Around 11:30.
Yep.
And there's Wallach right behind me.
Yep.
He's seen what gives.
He's peeking in windows. Well, listen. Yeah. There's the dry read, obviously, of the commercial.
Oh, you put music to this. This is obviously not a real client.
No.
The show made up, should we have a Wallach endorse?
It was good, by the way. They had a real copy, and I'm asking people, it looks legit to me.
Yeah, you guys Fred and I obviously sat in a room and knocked all this stuff out. But listen, if you're going to have a commercial, obviously advertisers need to know that when the product runs on the air, it's top notch.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm John Wallach, and I love magic.
Magic.
Actually, who doesn't? Fools, that's who. When people ask me how much I love magic, I answer to them, hey, how did this quarter get in your ear? Just kidding, folks. I tell them to go to Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland.
Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland.
Boston's one-stop shop for all your magic supply needs. Whether you're trying to impress a business client or just dazzle the ladies, Shazawi's is the place to go. Big holiday party coming up? Shazawi's. Lapel flowers that shoot water. Trick bubblegum, top hats, adult novelties, rabbits, we got it all at Shazawi's. Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland. Magic is fun. I'm going to be putting on a holiday show for my family. Hey, where did that dreidel go? None of your business. I made it disappear. I know that a magician is never supposed to give up his secrets, but here's mine. Visit Shazawi's Mystical Wonderland in Cambridge. Again, it's John Wallach, and I have something in my pocket. It's your watch, dummy. Shazawi's.
I got it. That was so good. You guys got me so good. John Wallach. No, that was good.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and...
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Oops, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Sup, bitches? The Stack is sponsored by Window Nation. It's Window Nation. Buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Go to windownation.com. And this is my, and this is reporter Milo, and I like to sleep in my jacket.
Couldn't have sold it any better myself. That's great.
He sleeps in his winter jacket. All right.
What's up, bitches?
And I like to sleep in my jacket. But that's Wallach, you just need to sign off on your headlines doing that. I'm Wallach, and I like to sleep in my jacket.
He sleeps in a winter jacket. Like it's like his comfort thing. Like he sleeps with a hoodie, winter jacket on. He just wears it all day. Oh, we got issues in the house. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, first of all, so, you know, we've been trying to... this is such a weird time. We're obviously all in, and I saw that Rob Gronkowski had bought, like, a bunch of masks for, you know, people at the hospitals. And I'm like, how do you get masks? And you just keep thinking about the conditions that these doctors or nurses in. And, like, the whole time you're sitting there like, hey, you know, how do I help? What can I do? So I finally thought of something, and I want to... If you work in a Boston hospital and you would like a food delivery today, DM me at Toucher and Rich. And if you are a local Boston restaurant that makes food deliveries to hospitals, DM me because I want to buy lunch for a group of doctors and nurses. And I think that's like one of the only things that I know how to do. So like over the like this is something that I think I'm going to just continue to do at least like once a week because. You sit here quarantined and there's like nothing you can do and you feel bad for them, but because we can't give them masks, Robert Kraft's apparently taking care of all that. By the way, did you hear apparently he split the bill like the $4 million or something that it was going to cost to get these masks, like the whole thing. He apparently paid $2 million of it. I'm hearing
yes,
now.
Yes, he paid $2 million. Yes.
That's insane. So basically the amount of money that the state had, Robert Kraft doubled it to get these masks.
Yep.
So obviously,
and that's on top of, you know, footing the bill to pay for the fuel and to upgrade the plane and to, you know, pay the people to fly the thing over there.
Please, I go to a local liquor store.
Well, that helps. Every little bit helps. So if any of you guys, like if you work on like a floor at one of these hospitals, like be a Boston one and maybe we can move out later. But Boston's just where a lot of these restaurants are. DM me at Toucher and Rich. And if you're a restaurant that does it, DM me. And that's just sounds like you just get frustrated when you can't do anything. That's one stupid small thing that we can do is order lunch for these people. So there you go. Send a little thing out there. We're just awesome. But Rob Gronkowski has been on the Masked Singer, which is a show that, Fred, have you watched any of it yet? To my recommendation about it's a bad TV watch. You got to watch it.
If it is on the Hulu, I can watch it, and okay. I believe it is. But I look forward to it because I do enjoy that the Masked Singers are for the vast majority of them are nobodies.
Oh yeah, as it was saying, and they always like say, "Oh my gosh, it's got to be Bono." Oh, this is, you know, I guarantee it's Paul McCartney, and it ends up being, you know, like, as I said, the guy who got, you know, Constantine Maroulis from season 4 of American Idol, who got vote off 5th. So it's the most random people that they have. But yesterday, we finally learned, shocking, that it was Rob Gronkowski as the White Tiger. In the most obvious, like, since day one, everyone knew it was Gronk, but here's how he finally went out.
Too sexy. Too sexy for my shirt, so sexy it hurts. Too sexy for my land, too sexy for my land, New York and Japan. Too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party.
And of course,
no way I'm disco dancing.
And of course, he's doing the gyrating and all of that. And
I want to pick his projects a little more carefully. You don't want to.
I think that might be
market.
A top 10 show. That might be a top 5 show on TV.
All I'm saying is that there's a lot of him going around right now, and you don't want to burn it out. Is that if I, and you know this from, you know, being in somewhat in the entertainment, you don't want people sick of you, and there's he's working on that. So I would start slowing down his projects a little bit and trying to focus more on. You know, not crap.
Well, the best is when they give clues. Like, they have to go up there and give, like, vague clues. Listen to this clue that he gave afterwards.
Tell us something you are not. We know you sexy.
I'm just not bronze. I'm brains. I even wrote a best-selling book.
What? You wrote a best-selling book?
Wow.
He's brains. He said he wrote a best-selling book.
Look at you.
By the way, that's the show. They just repeat what they said, like, you know, I love playing basketball. He's a basketball player. He must be a basketball player.
He wrote a best-selling book?
Really? Didn't he? A Gronking to Remember, but that wasn't
that.
Him.
How dare he? That he's taking false praise. He wrote a best-selling book?
I think that he wrote a book about how to be jacked. I know that there was Growing Up Gronk that his dad, I think, wrote. And maybe he wrote it with him, like all the Gronkowskis.
Well, so, that's a sad state of affairs. That was a best-selling book.
So the best is when, you know, they go and they have him take off their mask and everyone's just completely blown away that it was Rob Gronkowski.
White Tiger, show us who you really are. Take it off! Take it off! Rob Gronkowski! Yo, you are killing it! Every time you hit the stage, so much energy, everyone loves you. Why did you say yes to the Masked Singer?
Oh, I've always loved dancing, and my dance moves were always one of a kind, and I always felt like I always felt like I was never on rhythm. So when I got asked to do the Masked Singer, I knew I was in. I wanted to do it. I wanted to learn how to sing, and also I really wanted to learn how to dance.
You did amazing.
Well, you did an amazing job.
And I also want to know, did any of your teammates try to contact you to say, dude, are you on the Masked Singer?
One or two of my teammates did contact me, like, dude, that is definitely you. I know your moves. Like, dog, I've seen those moves in the locker room plenty of times. I'm like, what do you mean? They're new and improved.
We hope we see those moves back in the locker room soon.
Oh, you never know.
Stop.
Shut up.
Stop. I don't want to.
Shut up with that
crap. I'll take all the Gronk you throw at me. I don't mind it. I understand why he's doing it. I get it. But that needs to stop right now.
I know. And he knows, and it's not why. Oh, I wish I was managing him. It's not wise to make that your hook, because then after this year, it's not your hook anymore. Like that will your won't me. Will he or won't he? This is not Sam and Diane where you can stretch it out for several seasons. I mean, this is something that you're gonna. you know, is going to become, if this is your niche and this is your thing, this is not good. You got to find something else. The whole I might come back.
Yeah,
is ridiculous.
Yeah, and even like his brother in an interview recently was just like, dude, he's not coming back. Look, he's got like a great life. Like there's like even they're not playing the game. And,
no.
I mean, I just think someone, you're right, someone needs to get in his head and go, all right, no more. Now, you did it, and it was effective at the very
beginning.
And
it was very effective for a year while you were getting into the business, and it was a nice little hook, and you got in, and now you're in the business. Yeah. Now you are an entertainer and an analyst. And, you know, at this point, you drop that crap. You're not a football player anymore. You're an ex-football player. So, yes, I agree with you, Rich. I think that that is past its expiration date.
Well, there, unfortunately, you're hearing a little bit more of this. There's celebrities who are succumbing to the coronavirus, and there was one that was fairly sad yesterday. It's a name you might not instantly recognize. His name is Adam Schlesinger. He was the co-founder of the band Fountains of Wayne. I think a lot of people may not know the name of the band, but they definitely know, of course, Stacy's mom,
Rachel Hunter, in the video.
Yep.
Was fat in the Stand By Me.
What's that?
She's married to the fat kid from Stand By Me.
Oh, he ended up. Yeah, he was Cooch from her. From Jerry O'Connell from.
Yes.
Jerry Maguire.
I thought he was married to Rebecca Romijn. Do I have that backwards?
You're right. It is Rebecca Romijn.
Whatever. It's all the same.
No, Rachel Hunter was married to the dude from Puddle of Mud randomly.
She was married to Rod Stewart, too, if I remember
right.
Yeah,
it's kind of a downgrade.
She was married to Rod Stewart, but then she couldn't resist the mud.
The mud. But the weirdest thing about this guy, Adam Schlesinger, is he also did something that I don't think gets enough respect, because he was tasked with writing a song that was used in a movie about a band who had a number one single. So he had to write a song that people would believe was a number one song in the late 50s, early 60s. And do you remember That Thing You Do?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wrote this song.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was a pretty good movie, actually.
Yeah, but by the end of the movie, you hated this song so much.
I know.
Because they really played it 1,000 times.
It's true.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he was a talented musician. There's no doubt about it. Who's John Prine?
Oh, John Prine's like a folk guy. All right. Yeah, so he's not dead. Yeah. Joe Diffie died of the coronavirus, which if you listen to country radio at any point in the early 90s, Diffie was all over that stuff. He was the watermelon crawl, and he also, I'm getting him mixed up with a working man's PhD. That's not him. That is Aaron Tippin. But Joe Diffie had like a ton of hits from back in the early 90s. Like he was one of those like staples right around that time, just before like Tim McGraw.
Like a very bad country artist.
No, it wasn't bad. It was just kind of just there. You know what I mean?
That's a high compliment.
Bad is Florida Georgia Line. Joe Diffie is like, you know, if it came on, you'd be like, all right, well, this is, you know, acceptable, perfectly acceptable.
It's something that 99% of us have not heard.
No, he had a couple of those songs that were pretty big. Like if you knew, listen to, Pickup Man, that was a big song. John Deere Green on a hot summer night.
I think he was trying to appeal to a southern farm kind of guy.
Well, when you see him, you realize there's no faking this guy. Like his whole head says, I was raised in a barn.
And Billy, give me Billy Joe Shaver, who shot a guy and got away with it. All right. One more, Rich.
All right. Well, unfortunately, it had to happen. But because of all the stuff that happened at Castle Island this weekend, it looks like the Sullivan's Castle Island had to shut down.
Good.
So that's
a shame.
Yep. They said, according to their Facebook post, it's closed, saying that it will remain shuttered through at least the first week of May. They'd been doing curbside pickup and delivery over the last few weeks, but because of just the chaos, they were not able to do it. So
I will tell you this, is that there's places in Tennessee. Knoxville is, I guess, Knoxville's got some situation where the mayor is allowed to lock down Knoxville and has done so. But when I see places that like aren't, where they still have like bars open, that really pisses me off.
Yeah,
because like, why should we have to sit here while they go all over the place and then delay the economy even more? Because even if that does not get us sick, it gets them sick, which slows down the economy. I just told you it's a massive record for unemployment. 6.6 million people have filed for unemployment. I mean, in a week, which dwarfs the number of deaths. And I'm in it. I'm staying inside. I'm following the guidelines. I'm washing my hands. I don't want my family to get it. I don't want to get it. But I'm exceptionally concerned about the economy. It's really worrying me. I'm worried about our industry. I'm worried about how this is all going to be handled. When how this is ever going to be overcome financially, but it drives me insane. Like, why do you get? Well, there's not a lot of cases here. Well, there will be, we'll be done. Here's the deal: we'll be done. They're gradually going to let people listen. Will there be mass gatherings? Probably not. But they will eventually start letting people go back to work, and they will here. And on the East Coast, because the wave hit us first and, you know, people hopefully have been staying inside. But then when you got these morons in Tennessee, in fairly large economic places that don't have to be, they got the restaurants open, they got everyone gathered around. I mean, Jesus, even if you're not concerned about getting sick, you're going to kill us with the economy.
Well, Fred, I don't know if this clip I'm going to play you real quick is going to make you laugh, cry, or want to throw something. But, you know, the state of Georgia just yesterday.
Yes, I know.
Ended up going on lockdown. So, now, this is because out of nowhere, like Albany, just some random like town blew up to a hot spot.
Yes.
Listen, this is the governor of Georgia. The governor of Georgia, and this isn't from 4 weeks ago. This is from yesterday.
You know, I think it's the reason I'm taking this action. Just like I've continued to tell people, I'm following the data. I'm following the advice of Dr. Toomey. Her and I both mentioned in our remarks, you know, finding out that this virus is now transmitting before people see signs. What we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now, that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad.
Wow,
we didn't know that until the last 24 hours.
Dr. Toomey told me.
She goes, this is a game changer for us.
I've been listening to her advice.
Dude, that's yesterday he said that.
Good. So the Coca-Cola company cannot get back in. Good. You idiot. You know how... do you know how much money you're good, how many lives you are ruining, you stupid piece of garbage? Just get it over with. Pull the Band-Aid. Just get it over with, you idiot.
Amen.
You dumbass. Did you know 6.6 million people filed for unemployment, so I thought we'd go finally.
We didn't know until yesterday. Shut
the businesses down now. And then open them up. Jesus.
Yep. That's the only way to do it. And the fact that he's a governor on all these calls. He's a governor. And he goes, we didn't realize you could have it without showing.
Yeah, right. But my children did, and he didn't. How could you be the governor of Georgia?
Listening to me right now in Massachusetts, go outside and kiss the ground. Just kiss it and be thankful that you live here. How could he be
so just blatantly unconcerned about the economy? Like, he's not worried. Oh, my God. And by the way, they have the largest airport in the world.
Yep.
So good for them. You got all them flying around, you stupid idiot. Good. When your unemployment goes to, like, 35% and you ask the federal government to dig you out of it, and I know you're friends with Trump, but they're not going to have the money to do it. Good. You idiot. You scumbag. Jesus. I know more people that have lost jobs. Just get it over, or furloughed. Just get it over with.
Yeah,
dummy.
And it's so frustrating when you're trying to do everything right, and you look out, and there's just people who are in charge in certain places, like this guy, who are effing it up for everybody.
Well, by the way, yes, and it's not even the spread of the disease. It's say that Massachusetts gets over it. And it, you know, like, or whatever, the wave or whatever the hell.
Right.
It's supposed to peak like around Easter. Mm-hmm. So say we're out of it and you know, we can get back to business. Well, by the way, business isn't just located in Massachusetts. I mean, but business is done all over the country.
Right.
So if you have a whole state that can't go to work, that screws everybody. Yep. They have major corporations there. God. I take it easy. Like, Republican, I mean, be fiscally responsible, stupid. Close down restaurants for 2 months. Then hopefully you can open up everything again. Jackass. Ugh. Didn't know it was happening. I'm paranoid about the economy. I'm very paranoid about the economy.
I mean, listen, everyone is. It's, you know, just as I said, kiss the ground you're on, and just Florida, Georgia, and stuff like that.
I don't even
beautiful people there, but there's some dumb leadership.
I don't even mind staying home. Just I can't lose my job.
Yep.
All right. Everyone have a great day. That'll do it for us. Bye.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random 2x found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with 2 full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit, or check us out at apexentertainment.com.